Good evening.
Good evening.
Welcome to Christian Worship at Emmanuel for our second midweek Advent service. Our opening hymn this evening is hymn 349, Hark the Glad Sound. We join in the service of prayer and preaching as it is printed for us in our worship folder. We stand for our opening versicles. This is the day which the Lord has made. From the rising of the sun to its setting. Out of Zion, the perfection of beauty, God shines forth. Prepare the way of the Lord. Shower, O heavens, from above, and let the skies rain down righteousness. From the rising of the sun to its setting.
Give thanks to the Lord,
first reading is recorded in the second chapter of Paul's letter to the Ephesians in the New Testament. And you were dead in the trespasses and sins in which you once walked, following the course of this world, following the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that is now at work in the sons of disobedience, among whom we all once lived in the passions of our flesh, carrying out the desires of the flesh and the mind, which were by nature children of wrath, like the rest of mankind. But God, being rich in mercy, because of the great love with which he loved us, even when we were dead in our trespasses, made us alive together with Christ. By grace you have been saved, and raised up with him, and seated us with him in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus, so that in the coming ages he might show the immeasurable riches of his grace in kindness toward us in Christ Jesus. For by grace you have been saved through faith, and this is not your own doing, it is the gift of God, not a result of works, so that no one may boast. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Our second reading is recorded in the 17th chapter of the Gospel of John. Jesus prayed, I do not ask for these only, but also for those who will believe in me through their word, that they may all be one, just as you, Father, are in me, and I in you, that they also may be in us, so that the world may believe that you have sent me. The glory that you have given me, I have given to them, that they may be one even as we are one, I in them and you in me, that they may become perfectly one, so that the world may know that you sent me, and loved them even as you loved me. Father, I desire that they also, whom you have given me, may be with me where I am, to see my glory that you have given me, because you loved me before the foundation of the world. O righteous Father, even though the world does not know you, I know you, and these know that you have sent me. I made known to them your name, and I will continue to make it known, that the love with which you have loved me may be in them, and I in them. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
We speak the responsory. Behold, the days are coming, says the Lord, when I will raise up for David a righteous branch. This is the name by which he will be called. The Lord is our righteousness. He shall reign as king and deal wisely and shall execute justice and righteousness in the land. This is the name by which he will be called. The Lord is our righteousness. Glory be to the Father and to the Son and to the Holy Spirit. This is the name by which he will be called. The Lord is our righteousness. We stand as we join together in the common confession of our Christian faith using the words of the Apostles' Creed.
I believe in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
You may be seated. We sing as our sermon hymn, hymn 333, Once He Came in Blessing, hymn 333. Mercy and peace be unto you from God our Heavenly Father and from our risen and returning Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. The first coming of Jesus is hard for us to imagine. It happened so long ago, in a place so far away, and with a life so different from ours today. Yet every year at this time, we are touched by the familiar story of Jesus' birth. But the temptation is for us to think of it as only that, a story. Oh, one that is nice to hear, one that we enjoy passing on to our children, and one that we like hearing about in the children's Christmas service. But one that really has no meaning for our lives now. Now that would be true if the coming of Jesus were limited to a 30-year time period, 2,000 years ago, in an out-of-the-way and far-away place like Galilee and Judea. Okay, Jesus came into this world. He looked around. He made some profound statements. He told some interesting stories. He worked some amazing miracles. And then he went back to heaven. Now, life goes on as normal for us. But Jesus' coming into this world is not just limited to the past. He promised his first followers that he would be with us always. Jesus has given us ways of making himself present among us continually in our time.
Just as God fulfilled his ancient promise of a Savior by sending his eternal Son into the world at Christmas, Jesus fulfills the promise of his presence by regularly being here among us through his word and through his sacraments. Jesus' promise of his presence that he made to his disciples in what we call the Great Commission of Matthew chapter 28 is connected inseparably to holy baptism. Go into all the world and make disciples of all nations by baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. In joyful obedience to Jesus' words, the Christian church always has practiced and cherished holy baptism. Baptism is when and where God claims us to be his own children, snatching us from the grasp of the devil. Baptism is when and where God claims us to be his own children. It's when and where the saving work of Jesus Christ becomes his eternal gift to us. Baptism is when and where the Holy Spirit comes into our lives, making his dwelling within us and giving us the power to live lives that are pleasing to our triune God. Whenever we witness a baptism take place in worship, we are to rejoice that Jesus is coming into the life of another person. Whenever we remember our own baptism, as we should do daily, saying, "I am God's child, I am saved from my sins," we also can rejoice that Jesus still comes into our own lives. Jesus also then said, "Teaching them to obey all that I have commanded you, and I will be with you always." The promise of Jesus' presence among us now also is fulfilled in the written word of God, the Holy Bible. This is God's revealed message of our salvation, by which he inspired human authors to write. Through his word of the Bible, we hear the voice of Jesus proclaiming the forgiveness of our sins and promising us a place in paradise with him. It is a great blessing for us to have God's word so handy. That has not always been the case for God's people in the past. God's word in their own language is not easily available to many Christians in the world even today. And it is the message of the mission of groups like Lutheran Bible Translators to correct that problem. So it is important for us not to take this blessing of God for granted. As we read, as we study the Bible, either alone, with our family, in a class group, Jesus is present among us. Through that written word of God, Jesus still comes to us. By this means of God's grace, the Holy Spirit strengthens our faith in Jesus as he continues to confirm us as his disciples. While having Jesus present among us in our baptism and through the Holy Bible is very comforting to us, we may want something more, something we can see, something we can touch. We want some presence of Jesus with us that is more concrete in nature. Oh, if Jesus only were present with us physically, this would be so much better. I would believe in him even more. Well, Jesus has taken care of this for us also. When celebrating one last Passover meal with his disciples, Jesus gave them bread and he said to them, "This is my body." Then he gave them wine and he said, "This is my blood." Both of these Jesus gave to them for the forgiveness of sins. The next day, that bleeding body of Jesus Christ hung upon the cross as he gave his life into death for us, innocently and sacrificially for the forgiveness of our sins. Since then, Jesus' followers have continued to celebrate
and to cherish this meal, this supper that our risen Lord has given to us. We do so to remember his suffering and death on our behalf. We do so also to receive God's forgiveness of our sins, which Jesus won for us on the cross. We do so also looking ahead to his return and to the heavenly banquet of all of Jesus' followers gathered around his eternal throne. In this Lord's Supper, Jesus truly is present for us. The bread is his body. The wine is his blood. It is for us to take, touch, and to taste. Gathered here at this altar, we can be sure that through this Holy Communion, Jesus still comes to us today. The coming of Jesus now is as real and personal as his Christmas coming to earth was so many centuries ago. As then, so also now, Jesus comes to fulfill a promise, his promise. Jesus comes to bring us his salvation. Jesus comes to make us his people. Jesus comes to be with us, his people. In Jesus' name, amen. Now may the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and your minds in our Lord and in our Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. We do not gather the offering in the pews. The offering plate is in the entryway. Perhaps you were able to make use of it on your way in. If not, you may feel free to do so as you depart. We will continue our worship with our prayers. I invite you to stand. In peace, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the gift of divine peace and of pardon. With all our heart and with all our mind, let us pray to the Lord. For the Holy Christian Church here and scattered throughout the world, and for the proclamation of the gospel and the calling of all to faith, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For this nation, for our cities and communities, and for the common welfare of us all, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For seasonable weather and for the fruitfulness of the earth, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For those who labor, for those whose work is difficult and dangerous, and for all who travel, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For all those in need, for the hungry and homeless, for the widowed and orphaned, and for all those in prison, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the sick and dying, and for all those who care for them, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For all those whom we bring before our Lord in the silence of our own hearts, asking for his healing hand to be placed upon them, his comforting arms to hold them, and his presence to surround them, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
Finally, for these and for all our needs of body and soul, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy. Christ, have mercy. Lord, have mercy.
Let us pray. Stir up our hearts, O Lord, to make ready the way of your only begotten Son, that by his coming we may be enabled to serve you with pure minds. Through the same Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Blessed Lord, you have caused all Holy Scriptures to be written for our learning. Grant that we may so hear them, read, mark, learn, and take them to heart, that by the patience and comfort of your holy word, we may embrace and ever hold fast the blessed hope of everlasting life. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
We join together in praying Luther's evening prayer. I thank you, my heavenly Father, through Jesus Christ, your dear Son, that you have graciously kept me this day. And I pray that you would forgive me all my sins where I have done wrong, and graciously keep me this night. For into your hands I commend myself,
my body and soul and all things. Let your holy angel be with me, that the evil foe may have no power over me. Amen. We sing together the New Testament canticle. Now the light has gone away, hymn 887.